Hello, hello, hi. Oh, how are you? Yeah. So, exciting news. My computer's back. I'm very happy about that. Not happy that I had to be without it and pay to get it fixed. Also, my cat is attacking a piece of paper in the corner, so if you hear scrunchy noises, that's what she's doing. What the heck are you doing, kitty? Is that fine? Okay, sorry, she's distracting. So we're back in business now. Like I said in some of the posts that I was getting the dreaded blue screen of death randomly, and I kept happening while I was editing, and so I'd lose progress, and it was really getting frustrating. So I was like, okay, I need to do something about it. Tried looking it up myself, and I could not get it fixed. I even had a friend come over and who knows more about computers than me, and he tried to help, but we couldn't get it fixed either because it still was happening. So I eventually just said, fuck it, because I need my computer to work, obviously, for this stuff to make content for you guys because that's like my job. So I took it to a repair shop and I had to get some parts replaced. So yeah. But anyway, we are fixed now, so we should be good to go. I guess the good news for me is that I basically have the audio for Reddit already finished because I tried to finish editing it on my laptop, which was so slow. My laptop is not good. It's like one that I have from when I was taking classes. So it's not like powerful. Or anything like that. So it was already really slow trying to edit on it because it would have to like load shit and it would like freeze up or whatever. But then when I went to try to render the file, so like after you have everything edited, right, it's not in, even though it's, quote unquote done, you have to actually take all those bits and pieces, all the different layers and tracks and everything. And then you have to render it to an actual file, like the MP3 file or whatever. So when I got to that part, then my laptop just did not have it in it. Once I added in all like the effects, like to clean up the audio that I normally do at the end, like onto the tracks, once I added those in, it was too much for it. And it was having a heart attack every time I tried. I literally was trying for like 3 hours straight until I finally gave up. And then I posted on my little subreddit that I was like, okay, it's not happening. And I was really, really frustrated with that because, technology is great, but when it's not working, oh my God, is it so frustrating to deal with. So hopefully, now that my computer is back, we will not have to deal with any more tech issues. Fingers crossed. So yeah, is one less thing on my plate this week is that audio for Reddit. I want to make something for this Friday for you guys here on Patreon. I have a script that I commissioned that I think I'm gonna do for this Friday. I've got like half of it recorded, so I'll just have to do the rest of it. And then edit it, and yes, then it will be posted. I haven't decided with this particular one if I want it to be just on Patreon or if maybe I'll do like a timed exclusive. I don't know. Because I think it's a cool idea. I might see if the script writer's open to it, if we want to make like more parts of it. You guys will have to tell me after you listen to it, obviously. If you want to see more of that storyline, it's not like anything super plot focused. It's really just smut, but it's fun. So there's that. What else? I had myself a Barbenheimer weekend. If you haven't seen that meme, then you're not on the internet enough, apparently. But yeah, Barbie and Oppenheimer came out. I went with friends to see both of them. Not in the same day, because that would have been too much for me, probably. Because my butt was going numb by the end of Oppenheimer. But yeah, it was really fun. I liked both of them a lot. I was thinking maybe I'll give like a review, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about. And I'm still thinking about those movies, so maybe we'll do a little review here. I will do no spoilers. Let's see. The first one I saw was Barbie, so we'll start there. It was, I didn't know what to expect going into seeing that movie, but I actually really liked it. I thought it was really funny, and actually really heartfelt. I was tearing up quite a bit towards the end. But then again, I do that in a lot of movies, so I don't know if that's necessarily means much, but I know a lot of other people had similar reactions to it. I know that my interpretation of it, or like what I got out of viewing it, is probably going to be very different than most of you listening to me. Because obviously, I'm a dude and I never played with Barbies or anything like that, so I have no nostalgia tied to them in that regard. But even I still really liked it. Let's see, what could I say that's not spoilers? Oh, like the. Yeah, I mean, obviously Margot Robbie as Barbie was pretty good, but I thought Ryan Gosling as Ken, as one of the Kens, was hilarious. I was cracking up so much at so many of his lines. He was like literally like the himbo type, which I guess is what all the Kens are supposed to be, but his portrayal especially, I just thought was so funny. And oh my God, I was talking about this with my friends at towards the I think it's towards the end of the movie. There's this a scene where he's wearing this like I don't know what it would be, like a sweater kind or like pullover hoodie type thing. Not a hoodie, but like pullover. Like shaggy sort of pink and blue and yellows and colors like that all over. But it said anyway, the colors aren't the part that matters. But it said on it, "I am Kenuff," or Ken Enough. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce it, but I thought that was hilarious. And I looked after and I could not find, because I was like, I would wear the fuck out of that. And then they were saying I should get it then. And I looked, I couldn't find it. So if you happen to come across merch for that prefer, I mean, I found ones that were like on t-shirts, but I didn't like that as much as the actual thing. So maybe I'll just do that. But if you find the actual one, anyone out there who's come across it, you don't have to go looking. Like, don't go out of your way. But if you see it, you should send me the link because maybe I will buy it and wear it. Because I thought it was so funny. Because yeah, I'm Ken enough. Fuck yeah. But yeah, he was just so ridiculous. It was funny to me. I think the film did a really good job portraying, and this is kind of spoilery-ish, but I don't think that much, but like portraying some of the feelings of what it is like to be like a woman in modern society, some of the things that you have to deal with. And as a dude watching that, I thought, I don't know, I just think it did a really good job with being like a commentary on society and the patriarchy and women's place in society, but also men as well. So I think that aspect was really well done. Is there anything else I could say about that particular movie? I think that was my main takeaway. I mean, it was just a lot of fun. Very different to Oppenheimer, obviously, the subject matter particular, but also, the tone and feel. And also the how I felt coming out of the theater after very different emotional states. So I guess I'll talk about Oppenheimer. This is another one that I didn't know exactly what to expect going into. I obviously knew about, it's about the atomic bomb or the creation of the bomb. And I actually watched, there's this YouTube channel that I really like called Veritasium. It's like a sciencey physics sort of channel. And he did a video just a couple of days ago that was also about Oppenheimer. It was like called why Oppenheimer deserves his own movie. So I watched that. So I knew some of the background of the creation and the, some of the science and all that from that film, or not that film, but that video. But even still, I didn't know exactly what the movie was going to be like. Like, because, I don't know. I like Christopher Nolan's films a lot. He's the director. Like, Interstellar is one of my favorite sci-fi movies. I like Inception a lot. I really love the Dark Knight trilogy, just because I love Batman in general. And so I think those are really good. But, like, his all of his movies have very different... Like, or a lot of his movies are, like, very different. Like, he has similar themes. Like, he likes working with time and multiple plot lines simultaneously. But, like, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. And this one was very interesting in that it like, jumped around a lot. And I think it had to because of the span of time that it was covering, which was enormous. Like, it covers a lot of Oppenheimer's life. Like, and I don't really think this is very spoilery, but like, it covers from like him in university all the way up to like an old man towards the very end, just briefly. But like, so they obviously had to do that because it was already like 3 hours long, I think. But it did take me by surprise that like so many of these shots were like, we're getting like these really cool scenes, like these sets that are like super intricate, and then we'd be in them for like 12-15 seconds and then we cut to somewhere else. I didn't hate it, I just was not expecting that. Like, I was expecting, you know, oh, they sit in a room and talk for 5 minutes, but it was not quite like that because it had so much that it was telling. And I thought it worked. It might not be everyone's style of movie because of that. Like, it's, even though it's such a long movie, it was like really fast paced for a lot of it. Like, and it does take its time in certain moments where it has to. And I think that makes those moments even more poignant when that happens. I thought that the performances, especially from the lead, I think it's pronounced Cillian Murphy. I think he's Irish. I think that's pronunciation. His performance as Oppenheimer was like incredible. So there's so many, because there's a lot of shots where it's just like, especially towards the back half, where it's just sort of his face and things are going on around him, and it's just his performance and not a lot of dialogue from him, just like from, you know, the way he's reacting to things, or, you know, his expression is just giving so much emotion, and you're able to see, you know, what his mental state is in these different moments in time. I thought it was really impressive. I kept seeing so many actors I knew from things, like really high name, like A-list actors. I was like, holy cow, this person's in this. And then the next scene, oh wow, they're in this too. Like, that just kept happening. So yeah, it's got a really big cast in that one, which was cool to see. But but yeah, I really liked it. The ending, it sort of like was building up to this one particular scene being revealed, the full context of what happened and what transpired in that scene. And I thought it, and then when that moment is finally fully revealed, that's like the ending, or one of the, I don't remember if that's the final scene itself or if there was a few more scenes after that, but I thought it was really poignant and really harrowing too, because it kind of stamps the film with like the overall message, or like the main takeaway. At least that's what I got out of it. But yeah, I thought that part was really good. And you get a lot of existential dread from that film, as I think you probably should from a film that's about the creation of such a terrible thing, but then like also having you know, the hindsight of being like, okay, this is actually a horrible thing that has been made. Because it also, because, yeah, I almost said some spoilery stuff. But, like, yeah, I think it handled the subject matter well. And another thing that I thought was really interesting, and this was something that I got out of it that I definitely would not have if I hadn't watched that YouTube video that I mentioned from Veritasium, is that even though it doesn't go super deep into like the science and the actual, you know, construction of, or like, you know, the nitty gritty, basically, that stuff is all still there and still like acknowledged, even like in passing. Or what am I saying? Like, there would be lines that, as a viewer, if I didn't know all the details, I would have just been, okay, I didn't get that, but it's not relevant to the story, so it doesn't matter. But like, having watched that, so I had a deeper understanding of what, of certain things, I was like, oh, that, even though that was one sentence, you know, that some side character just said, that's a reference to this specific process that they had to do when, you know, when they were building it, and one of the different design stages that it went through, which I thought was really cool. Like, it showed, obviously, that a lot of detail was spent and a lot of time understanding the science and all the work that went into that, you know, which I thought that was really cool. It's like something that most people might not get. And I'm sure I'm saying like, oh yeah, I'm so smart, I got all these references to the science and the physics. But like, I'm sure there was dozens of things that went over my head that I didn't even realize that I didn't pick up on, you know. But like, even just having the knowledge from that one YouTube video, I got such a deeper understanding from a lot of those scenes, which I think was cool. So I don't know. I think that shows that the filmmaking and the script and all that was really smart and really well put together. So, yeah. Wow, I've been talking for almost 20 minutes now, so I think I've said everything that I had to say. I mean, I call these rambles because my mind literally runs a mile a minute, as they say in the office. So I might have had things that I meant to say and I completely forgot, or I went on huge tangents that I had no intention of doing from the beginning. But anyway, we're here now, and I need to go feed myself, so I think I will go do that. Anyways, wow, if you've listened to this, thank you. Let me know if you liked hearing my thoughts on these movies. I've never done that before, so maybe if you guys liked it, and next time I go see a movie, maybe I'll do that again. I don't go super often. Well, maybe I do go more than a lot of people, a lot of my friends. I don't know, I like seeing movies in theaters. I think it's a fun experience. But yeah, maybe I'll do this again. Anyways, regardless, I will see you guys on Wednesday. Remember, I'm gonna do it, especially this week, because it's basically already done. I'm going to try to stick to a schedule of posting at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. And I'll try to do that with Friday as well. So it'd be really cool if you guys, if you want to, you know, be ready for it. And then it really does help a lot having that support initially. I don't know how the fucking Reddit algorithms work, but they're a mystery. I feel like they change all the time, but I know that it does help. So yeah, that'd be cool. Anyways, either way though, whenever you get around to it, I hope you will like the audios that I've got coming. And I've got a lot of other stuff. I did take this time where I was not able to edit as much to work on some of the writing projects that I have been working on. They're starting to form bigger picture in my mind of what I want some of these things to be. So yeah, I've been working on some fun stuff, so hope you guys will like them. Anyways, I'm saying goodbye for real now. Bye bye, have a good day. I will see you around. Okay,